Here's the music. I hear the horse neighing there. I don't think we've given away a horse yet or tried to get a new home for a horse, but I'm sure that'll come. We've done just about everything else. It is Robbo's Pet Project. It's in conjunction with Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. And Ben from Bark is with us. Ben, welcome back. Happy New Year and all that sort of jazz.
Yeah, thanks very much, Mark. Happy New Year to yourself, and glad to have you back on your radio.
Thank you. Now, before we talk about Pixie specifically, let's talk about the whole Christmas and holiday period in general. You know, I know that we always try and push leading up to it that a new animal, be it a kitten or a little puppy or whatever, is wonderful, but they are forever, not just for the holiday period. How have you found people? Do you think that message is cutting through? Are people getting the right idea these days?
Oh, look, Mark, I think over the years we've been doing animal welfare and pushing that message. People have certainly started to adhere to that message, and they're taking pet ownership a lot more responsibility. With a lot more responsibility. In the shelter, we're not seeing an influx of animals. We're sort of sitting around the same sort of numbers that we would expect for this time of year that we've seen in previous years. And Christmas was a great time for us. We had lots of adoptions and found lots of new homes for lovely animals.
And I guess the real secret to that, and this is why I always push that I think adoption is so important as opposed to going to buy a puppy or buy a kitten, because you guys and obviously all responsible shelters around Australia actually go through due process with the owners to make sure that the fit is right for what you're trying to do and try the home you're trying to get for the animal.
That's right, Mike. All our animals go through a strict behaviour assessment while they're in our care and a rigorous health check from our vets. And then when people make an appointment to meet an animal they're interested in, we spend 45 minutes to an hour, sometimes even longer, with that person and the animal, running through all the requirements of the animal, what the people are looking for in a pet, and just ensuring that that match is sort of working with what they're after, and we can meet their expectations of what they want to gain by owning one of our wonderful pets.
And I guess this week's little doggy, Pixie, is a good case in point where beautiful dog, has lots of love to give, but probably has a few specific requirements that, you know, doesn't want to just get chucked into a house with four kids or whatever. So let's talk about Pixie.
That's correct. So Pixie's a little terrier cross. She's almost 5 years old now. Delightful looking white, all white girl, snow white girl, as you'll see in her photo. But obviously Pixie's ended up here as a shelter because she hasn't had necessarily the greatest start to life. And what that means is, you know, doing her behavioural assessments, that we've sort of shortlisted a few requirements for Pixie that means she's probably not suited to just go into any sort of home, as you suggested. She needs more of a specific home. So somewhere quiet without children running around, somewhere calm and patient to help her through her nervousness and mild anxiety that she suffers.
Yeah. I was actually listening and hearing the other day the amount of dogs and animals in general, but particularly dogs, that suffer from anxiety. It's no different to the human population. I think as life sort of gets busier and more challenging, there's a lot of them that have anxiety.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and it's always sort of been the case. It's just because our animal welfare and our understanding of animal behaviour has improved over the time, I guess. We're now more apt to noting it and finding treatments for it.
Yeah. So Pixie, she's obviously a cute-looking little thing. She's one of those that looks like and I say this with all the love in the world, she looks like a little rat. And she's a gorgeous little thing. So and a lot of love to give.
By all means, yes. Very sweet girl. It took us a little while to get her trust when she came into the shelter here, but she now has her favourite people that work with her, and she's very trusting and has, as you said, has lots and lots of love to give.
Lovely. If people want to get in touch and have a chat and maybe meet with Pixie, what's the best way for them to do so, Ben?
Yeah, so they can view her profile on our website, bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au. I know you guys put it up on your website as well.
Yep.
They can also give us a call on 5441 2209 to find out a little bit more information about Pixie and to hopefully make an appointment to come in and meet her.
Terrific stuff. Ben, as always, great to chat, and look forward to talking to you folks from Bark again next week around this time.
Thanks, Mark. And just with that weather report you did earlier, if people can ensure that their dogs have shade and lots of cool water over this weekend, it's going to be very hot, so it'd be great to make sure they're taken care of.
Absolutely. Good on you. Thanks, Ben.
Perfect. Thanks, Mark. Take care.
Ben from Bark joining us on the Wake Up Call at Gold, Central Victoria.